In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Now in that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Holy Gospel. We hold to hope that holds us, especially in the darkness. 4 days ago, I, like others, like some of you maybe, was staring up at the evening sky, watching Jupiter and Saturn moving into one of their great conjunctions. I think for me, at least, the meaning of the event was less in seeing something spectacular. There were, after all, just two stars close to each other in the night sky. Then it was viewing something historic and rare, and directly on the day of the solstice, the darkest night of the year. I will likely never see this cosmic event in the same way again in my lifetime. Even more poignant is that the last time such a close pairing was visible in the night sky was in the year 1226, when Genghis Khan was conquering Asia, when the Crusades were being battled in Europe. Whole scientific, cultural, political, and religious revolutions have occurred between then and now. Knowledge and knowing has shifted between the eyes who witnessed that pairing in 1226 and some of ours who watched this year, 2020. It is the inbreaking of this perspective, placing my small life in this context of a huge amount of time and space, that made this event significant. The Christmas star, as it was called by some, was an event, marking life by hundreds of years and millions of miles of dark space. It is an inbreaking of perspective. In the Christian tradition, here we have a historic event, something significant that marks time and space, that places life in perspective, an inbreaking of the holy, intentionally set around the solstice, the darkest day of the year. The birth of Christ is considered a kairos moment, when the line between the eternal and the finite shatters. A baby who has come from the other side slips gently into the world. God and human meet, and all is broken open. It is interesting, I think, that on Monday, amidst the vast dark sky, the attention of any viewer around the world was turned to two small specks of light. 2020 may be, in some ways, like the oppressive night. The totality of the struggles it has wrought are not yet over. So many are trying hard to make ends meet, to make meaningful connections online, trying to grasp the vast loss of life this year, or trying to deal with the intimate losses of friends and family with no proper way to mourn. The darkest day of the year indeed. The solstice has come. Today, those of us in this tradition are reminded that the darkness, however, does not have the final word. There are yet specks of light in the vast night sky. The eternal and the infinite has broken in. The holy is as close as a baby's breath. There are yet specks of light in the vast night sky. May we fix on these. We hold to a hope that holds us, especially in the darkness. Amen.